Now, what I'm going to say today may startle some of you, but I hope at least it'll make you think. Did you know that through the power of the Holy Spirit working and living in us, we can bring the atmosphere of heaven into people's lives and into their situations? Because Christ made you and I pure through his death, his presence can now come right into the centre of our lives. And we as Christians actually carry his presence in us. You may say, well, I don't feel as if that's true for me. But God's word says it is. When you give your life to him, he makes your body a dwelling place for his presence. And the Bible says we are his temples. In 1 Corinthians 6:19, do you not know, as if we've forgotten, you see, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God. And Ephesians 2:22, and in him too, you are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. When God's anointing rests upon someone or something, his power is made known in the most remarkable ways. Jesus, who was so connected to God his Father, literally brought God's healing and restoration wherever he went, filling people with hope and joy. But Jesus said this in John 20:21, as the Father sent me, so I am sending you. Yes, he's sending us into the world to make a difference. God says that he wants to use us, and as we drink in his life, in John 7:37, it says, whoever believes in me, out of his innermost being will flow streams of living water. And this, of course, affects other people. It will do. This happened to the disciples. They were very ordinary fishermen. They hadn't gone to theological college. Well, perhaps Paul, you could say he had. But they were just ordinary people. And yet they had a remarkable effect on the people around them. In Acts 5:15 it says, as a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats, so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by evil spirits, and all of them were healed. Now just think of that. What an effect God's presence was having through these ordinary men. Maybe we've never seen anything like that happen through us. But the question I want to put to you today is, why couldn't it? Why shouldn't it? We know of a man who was passing a room where prayer was going on. He was deaf and his ears were just open. Something in the atmosphere of that room was touching him, got through to him. In 2 Corinthians 7 it says this, we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Yes, we're a clay pot, we're a bit fragile. But think about these words. God is able to do far more than we could ever ask or even dream of, according to his power that is at work within us. It's all about what we believe God is able to do. It's about trusting him to manifest himself through us. And his passion is to bring hope and restoration to people around us. And he wants to use us, his body on earth, to do it. So will you offer yourself to be God's channel today?